Welcome back to the Finsiders on this Monday, continuing our retrospective look at the 2013 season for the Dolphins. We're going to get a look at it now through the eyes of a guy who had an unusual, I guess is a decent word for it, season, because he was here, he wasn't, and he came back. A.J. Francis, the rookie defensive tackle out of the University of Maryland. You were one of the true, you know, stars, I would say, of training camp and the preseason. You burst onto everybody's radar. Your personality and your Twitter skills helped, you know, really, I think, have a lot of fans become A.J. Francis fans. And then it's up to New England. And you didn't think that was going to happen, did you? I mean, as I recall, the story was you were heading into a meeting here at the start of the regular season.
Yeah, because, you know, we were I was expecting to be, you know, here in Miami. And I was excited about it when, you know, I don't want to say I was complacent, but when Mr. Ireland told me that he wanted me to be on the practice squad, I mean, coming from me, I mean, coming from Maryland and being undrafted and just having an opportunity to be on the team, that literally blew my mind. And then when I got word that New England claimed me off waivers, that was like the craziest day of my life. So then, you know, I fly up to New England and, you know, I was up there and, you know, I was only active week one and I almost came back down here week two, but I just put a down payment on an apartment. And at the time, I didn't have any money to my name, so I couldn't just waste that money. So I ended up staying in New England, and then Mr. Ireland calls me on a random Monday morning, week 13, and, you know, 5 hours after that, I'm landing in Miami, and I'm back where I was to begin the season.
It's a part of the game I think most fans are not aware of.
Yeah.
You just said it. And I think you ask, you know, Joe NFL fan, you know, to talk about an NFL player, and the first thing they're going to say is money and the amount of money. Mm-hmm. But you're just a kid, a year out of college, week to week on a practice squad.
Yeah.
And, I mean, this is part of the reality of life in the NFL for a lot of young guys.
Yeah, I mean, a lot of people don't understand. A lot of people think that, you know, once you make the NFL that you're a millionaire and I'd have to play, you know, another 4 years, including taxes, you know, before I became a millionaire. So I got a long way to go in that aspect, but, you know, I at the time, I mean, granted, if that same situation would have happened 2, 3, 4 weeks later, I probably would have had the money, you know, to be able to say, okay, well, okay, I lost $1,000, but it's worth it for the opportunity. And at that time, coming out of the season, I was making $800 a game in the preseason. You know, I wasn't $1,000 was like a week and a half's work, and I had no money coming out of college. Neither one of my parents got any money, so I didn't know. You know, I had to do what I had to do. It was a business decision, and you know, it ended up working out. I ended up coming back down here, so it worked out.
It was good to get you back on the roster here late in the season, and now you get to go through the off-season program with the Dolphins. So what are your goals for yourself moving forward? I mean, it won't be too long before it's OTA time again.
Yeah, you know, I was just actually talking to Mr. Ireland, and we were talking about how I mean, even on these times off, I got to work out because I like to eat, you know, and if I like to eat food, I like to eat burgers and fries and pizzas and things like that. And if I don't, I'm going to show up to OTAs 350, and I can't do that because I like my job too much. So I'm going to be working out, and my goal is to get my body fat down as well as work on – my hand strike still. That was something that I think was a big plus that happened over the last year, working on my hands, and it got a lot better, and I wanted to take another step in the right direction. And you know, and still enjoy the time off. You know, we have, you know, a D-line trip. You know, I'm going on a cruise. I'm doing things I never would have thought I could ever do in my life. If you'd have told me this 4 years ago that I'd be going to Hawaii, Australia, and on a cruise to Mexico all within a 2-month period, I would have called you a liar and I told you to get out of my face. So
it's been a fun year for
you. Yeah, for sure.
And you're obviously appreciative of everything that's come your way, which makes it fun to talk about.
Mm-hmm.
You had some great veteran defensive linemen around this team and in New England as well. Vince Wilfork, personal favorite of mine up there. And then down here, obviously, another Maryland guy in Randy Starks and Solei. In the middle is a pro's pro, obviously, guys like Cam Wake. I would imagine those are a couple of great places to be as a young, impressionable defensive lineman.
Yeah, I mean, I was blessed with the opportunity to work behind some of the best in the game. I mean, every single person you just named has been to a Pro Bowl. I mean, there's not a lot of guys I mean, when you go to your craft and you want to, you know, study your craft, you want to learn from the best. Well, the Pro Bowl is the best of the best. And Randy's been to two, Paul's been to one, Cam's now going to his third, Vince has probably been to 100. I don't even know how many he's been to. But, you know, and up there also was Tommy Kelly, was up there in New England too, who's also been his fair share Pro Bowl. So there's, I learned from a lot of good guys and a lot of guys that know what they're doing, and they look at it differently, and each one has their own perspective of how they see things. So took a little bit from all of them, including J.O. I took some from him too, and, you know, I'm trying to, you know, develop my game to the point that maybe one day I can be lucky enough to go to Pro Bowl.
Really cool. A.J. Francis is with us, a rookie defensive tackle. You talk about, you know, learning from those guys and the experience, which, again, was untraditional, I guess, this past year and everything that you went through. So the goals for yourself, you know, moving forward through the offseason workouts and into training camp, it sounds like you've got a pretty solid idea of what you're trying to accomplish.
Yeah, right? I want to be a factor on this team next year. I want to, you know, I was on the active roster the last 5 weeks, and, you know, just a numbers game, I wasn't able to suit up. And I am looking forward to an opportunity to prove that I can, you know, play. I still haven't proved that I can play in the NFL. I mean, I had a great preseason. That's what everybody keeps telling me. But I don't, you know, it wasn't good enough for me to earn any playing time, so it wasn't good enough for me. That's how I feel. And I want to be able to perform at this level and show that I can play at this level. And that only comes when you actually play at this level. So my goal is to get on the field and prove that I belong. And that was the same message I gave you in the preseason when I said I wanted to prove I belong, and now I'm, you know, trying to do it again this upcoming year because I don't feel like I accomplished enough of my goals.
I love it all. A.J. Francis, the rookie, great guy to talk to, great guy to follow on Twitter, as I mentioned, at A.J. Francis 410. Make sure you check him out. Thanks for coming in. Enjoy your offseason, man.
Yeah, thanks, brother. Appreciate you.